Hello guys, welcome to Sembang Sampai Tebang. Tema 3, yay.
Semangat sikit.
Tepuk-tepuk sikit. Okay.
Aku hampir tekan boo dah tadi. Aku hampir lah, hampir. Si baik tak jadi. Teruskan.
So for this segment kan, aku tak nak cerita benda yang, aku tak nak start benda yang depressing lah. Sebab enough lah for the internet. Sebab internet banyak lah benda depressing, macam-macam ada. So agree. This segment kan, so for this segment kan, kita cerita pasal the sweetest moment pada hari kemerdekaan Malaysia yang keberapa, 64 eh?
64. Ah, 64.
Yeah. So just simple question lah, just one question lah. Amir.
Yeah.
Apa sweetest moment lah yang kau pernah feel lah sebelum merdeka?
Tak tahu ada sweetest moment ke tak. Hidup aku biasanya blend sikit.
Okay. Apa maksud blend ni? Benda.
Masih tak ada benda. Ya, bosan lah, tak boleh menarik
lah. Ya, time dulu, time sekolah kita sabut macam mana lah? Kita.
Oh, aku
kibam diri.
Aku tak involve.
Yeah.
Mana ada? Time kita sekolah mana ada? Aku tak ada involve, aku jarang datang. Bukan jarang datang, aku tak pernah datang.
Huh?
Ah. That's why you are talking about some stories that that was happened during I think hari kebangsaan kot. So yeah, I didn't really attend any majlis in sekolah menengah kot, tak sure. Aku tak ingat sangat.
You mean even like the merdeka majlis?
Yeah, majlis kemerdekaan.
Perhimpunan.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Kalau perhimpunan tu ada.
Aku ada ingat satu benda.
Apa?
Kan biasa kalau buat kereta sekolah menengah tu kan, kalau macam dekat Merdeka kan, macam akan ada certain organisasi dia buat pertandingan choir kan.
Ah.
Oh ya, yeah, ya. Yeah, nyanyi lagu like, Merdeka kan.
Something like pertandingan lah.
Aku tengok waktu aku form 1 dan form 2 lah. Aku macam diajak tu join choir ni, pertandingan choir ni. And then bagi training dia. Kau tahu yang apa?
Dalam segala
lagu Hamzah dia bukan
patriotik.
Hamzah dia bukan patriotik person lah.
Don't say that.
Dia gelakkan
orang. Kau salah. Kau salah orang ni. Dia lah. Dia antara kita berempat, dia yang paling patriotik. Kalau tak ada sebab
Hamzah right.
Kalau dia tak ada rasa patriotism, dia takkan buat projek roket.
Oops.
Projek-projek roket yang nama dia Hulu Balang satu.
Hulu Balang. Projek Hulu Balang.
Hamzah's creating the next NASA for Malaysia.
Roket Hulu Balang.
NASA tu government, ni private, mat.
Yeah. Roket pertama Hamzah, Hulu Balang satu.
For disclaimer eh, itu bukan nama roket eh. Jangan risau. Itu bukan nama roket.
Sambung lah cerita.
Ada. Tak ada macam ni lah. Macam okay, kita macam satu training choir ni. So macam aku waktu tu duduk asrama. So kita macam ramai budak asrama tu masuk choir tu lah. Dan ada several member aku yang bukan budak asrama. So macam setiap malam tu kita training lah. Dan lagu yang kita pilih tu lagu di Barisan Kita Yang Ikhlas Berjuang. Ingat lagu yang tu?
Ya, yeah, of course lah.
Ah, itu lah. Aku tak ingat nama tajuk dia.
Aku rasa aku rasa Himat Negara pun ada kan nyanyi lagu macam tu kan?
Ya.
Yeah. Sakit.
Lagu Semboyan tu, lagu Semboyan.
Ah, itulah.
Ah, sakit.
I don't know
think about it. What? You just Himat Negara before, right?
Did I? I forgot already.
Butuh.
Ah. Okay, yeah. Sakit.
Ya, ya lah.
Sakit. Time kau Himat Negara tu kan, kau ada rasa something tak?
Dia merasakan semangat patriotisme. Melahirkan dilahirkan dari tuduh badan seorang rakyat
bernama Eng Saifuddin. Yeah, yeah, everyone wants to leave the place so bad.
Nah, I mean like okay. Just macam scribe lah macam the experience. I mean like the negative experience in Himat Negara. I mean like what was like mesti kalau kau join tu ada yang kau rasa is like at least macam okay, this is not too bad. Yeah, I kind of dig this. So if there is any like positive sides or macam kau punya good experience while you are joining when you are joining Himat Negara.
The only positive experience I can think of lah is making new friends. Oh,
I mean, that is it.
Is it? Bukan benda yang paling penting sekali dapat pegang AR.
Because the thing is like most people who join Himat Negara, like the best activity or the best thing that they have like they found that interesting is like experiencing, you know, holding a machine gun or I mean like M15 if I'm mistaken, right?
M16. Yeah. The assault rifle. AR.
Yeah. So you don't have you don't really like find it like okay, this is interesting and all that.
Actually depends on individual. Well, it's true that it's a very memorable experience. But some might say it's not worth the 3 months there.
Why?
If it's only at 1 month Himat Negara, then you get the chance to hold M16, then yeah, I'll say it's worth it. But 3 months there like that, depends on individual.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
But yeah, if you ask me, right, let's say it was the final month of the Himat Negara, wow, I really love it.
Why?
The final month itself.
What happened in the final day?
No, because it's a 3 months thing. The first 2 months, it's like everyday classes only.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Nothing much. Everyday same thing. Mm-hmm. But in the final month, right, that's where all the activities happen. All the activities crammed together in 1 month.
Oh, so it includes like you holding a gun.
Holding a gun, there will be a bus taking you to a clubhouse to practice swimming as a team. And then, you know those obstacle courses, the army obstacle course?
Yeah, yeah.
Under barbed wire. Everything like this, all in 1 month.
Oh, okay. So
it's very fun.
So to you, that's the final month is like one of like the most fun experience lah.
Yeah, the most fun experience I ever had. But the first 2 months so boring. Yeah, and that's where all the homesickness kick in for not just for me but for everyone there.
Yeah, because it was done in class, right? So
in class, yes. At least the final month, you know, you can go camp. It can camp, you know, in the forest for 1 night.
In that final day? In that final month?
Yes, the final week. We camp out in the forest.
Oh, okay.
We pitch our own tents. We sleep in the open. I remember last time, my pillow was actually the root of the tree.
Oh, wait.
What the fuck?
Yes. I'm serious. That's why that time I can't sleep.
Fucking,
because damn tough.
Fucking Bear Grylls at it best.
Yes. No, it's like, how do you feel, Fiki? Eric, guys, you're sleeping in the tent, right? You're just a piece of cloth on the grass separating you from the grass. It's like you're literally sleeping on the grass and stones, and the root of the tree is actually your pillow.
Oh, wait, that is fun as hell, you know?
That's why at that time, I can only sleep for 4 hours because I cannot sleep.
Oh. But it's just quite nice, like, experiencing, like, laying down on the grass or something. To me, it's nice.
But you know the best part, Fiki?
What?
And guys, the next morning, because you cannot sleep, right? Uh-huh. Many of us cannot sleep because it's too uncomfortable. Uh-huh. The next morning was the best time for all of us. You know why?
Why?
That time was very misty. Not that 5 a.m., right? How do you feel you get to experience? You know, you talk with the vapor out. And not only that, you know, everyone wake up so early, right? They start a bonfire there. They sit around the bonfire.
That's quite nice, right?
That's why the fun one's damn nice. Damn
you've got that camping experience, lah.
Yeah, you're all just around the bonfire because it's so cold.
Yeah.
You can blow vapor from your mouth.
Mm. Oh yeah.
You feel like you feel like you are not in Malaysia, lah. Mostly in like Switzerland or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the best time. The final month of the year.
Mm.
But the first one's shit, lah. Really, really, really shit.
Because it's bored, right? It doesn't really like affect you, like you didn't really like do anything.
And not only that, you know, because the 2 months, right, you have nothing to look forward to.
Oh.
It's like, you know, normally people look forward to a lunch hour or whatever, right? But even lunchtime there is like shit. Like, I still remember, right, every week, you know, we serve for lunch or breakfast. I forgot already which one. Just plain mee hoon, salt and pepper.
It's very simple. It's very simple.
Too plain, too bland. Every week.
I mean, it's not fucking going to Ramsay's restaurant. I mean, like.
But come on, no veggie, nothing. It's just mee hoon, plain, pure carbo.
Aku rasa, aku rasa dia tu common tu. Kalau pergi mana-mana, kalau camping, something like that. Oh yeah. Itu lah. Sakit. Time kau dekat apa nama Himanegara tu kan. Do you witness something macam racism, like something bad things lah?
Too many.
Okay. But
too many.
The bad things. The good things yang kau nampak macam do you witness something like unity dekat sana? You know?
Unity.
I mean like it doesn't involve like clannish between you know, races, or it's just like unity from all sort of race.
Not really. I can see unity among the same race.
Okay.
No, is that we don't want to talk about it more further.
Yeah, don't talk about it more further.
Continue on. Continue.
Yeah.
It's Malaysia. Come on, man. Don't talk about these things.
Itulah, benda itulah, Fiki, kau ada macam ada something moment tak yang kau rasa kau ingat? Aku ada satu lah. Aku ingat lah. Tapi aku nak kau cakap dulu.
Tahu lah, aku bagi lah. Aku pun tak ingat actually.
Okay lah. Bila time tu. Aku tak tahu bila. Tapi tak tahu tahun bila lah. Tapi antara 2018 atau 2019 lah. Time kita JMI kot. Tak silap. Aku tak ingat lah bila. Tapi kan. Aku pernah ajak kau pergi, aku pernah ajak Fiki lah pergi some kind like parade dekat Kuala Lumpur pula, dekat
Putrajaya
pagi-pagi.
Parade?
There's this one parade that is going on in the morning in Putrajaya where like There are marches going on lah. Marches lah mostly.
Tu memang biasa kan.
But
pagi mesti ada.
But the thing is like the most important thing for you to make sure that you are there, you need to at least go there as early as like 5 a.m. like that lah.
Oh, you mean the army marches one?
Army marches lah. Dekat Putrajaya.
Oh, tu. Itu memang kena early.
You tak? Need to be early as fuck in order to
very,
attend.
Very early.
Yeah.
Kita pergi sana Lepas tu kita start tengah jalan tau.
Ya, sebab kita pergi lambat. Kita plan macam, "Oi, nanti kita bangun awal pukul 4 kan. Nanti pukul 5 aku ambil kau Zah. Kita pergi sama-sama." Aku bangun tengok, "Oi, pukul 7. Lepas tu still lagi fikir.
Too late already.
Fikir, kau nak join tak? Kau nak pergi tak? Tak, Dah pukul 7 eh. Sempat eh. Tahu. Ha, jom lah pergi lah. Ni lah. Rainbow lah pergi. Lala datang. Lala datang.
Patch. Ya.
Jam gila babi. Like the whole area of Putrajaya itself. Jam nak mampus. Parking apa tak lagi. Nak jalan lagi tak boleh.
Lala kita
pergi
mana
weh? Medi eh. Lala pergi Medi eh. Kita Merdeka Medi. Medi Putrajaya kat situ.
Are you serious? Yeah. Went all the way from MacD ni.
Yeah.
Sedih dia. Tengok-tengok boleh. Lepas tu tengok ni live dekat phone ni.
Memang tak ada lah. Kita orang tengok live tak tengok apa.
Yeah.
Kita orang tengok yeah, kereta lah. Oh banyak ni kereta apa ni. Oh.
Lepas tu, to be honest lah. Aku nak pergi sana sebab aku nak tak gambar. I don't know why aku nak tak gambar apa lah. Tapi aku beli Pocari Sweat lah. Time tu. So, Lala tak jadi apa lah. Macam rugi lah.
Aku rasa ada kan gambar dekat lah. Dekat kau punya Insta yang gambar Pocari Sweat tau. Yang kita yang kau tengok gambar. Aku pegang Pocari Sweat. Aku pegang Pocari Sweat kau. Kita tangkap dua-dua macam tu. Tangan dia. Botol dia. Dia punya jakun dia. Aduh.
Tapi bodoh je. Mesti masa lah. Mesti tenaga lah.
Tahu apa? Buka. Lain kali kalau bangun pukul 7 tak payah. Tidur. Sambung tidur. Tak lagi.
Alah kau tak kau cari lah bangunan yang tinggi dekat dengan macam tu kan. Kau ambil teleskop apa.
Kepala hotak
tau. Zoom dia situ kan.
Orang datang situ nak gambar.
Oh time tu still kita kat JMI kan.
Aku
belum unit 10 lagi. Tu lama tu. Tahun 2018.
Ya. Yeah. Aduh. Kelakar siap itu. So ada apa-apa benda yang korang rasa macam nak share, yang korang rasa worth to remember?
Korang pernah tak dengar macam cerita sebelum Malaysia merdeka kan? Macam datang daripada atuk nenek kau ke apa ke. Macam something yang kau rasa korang patut share. I mean like in terms of your grandparents punya point of view, and you think that stories that your grandparents told you, benda tu macam it's quite an interesting story lah. Like that.
Itu lah.
If there's any.
What do you mean?
I mean like apa? Story macam cerita from your grandparents that they told you a story before merdeka. Get what I mean?
Before the merdeka days lah.
Yeah, their experience lah before yeah, independence.
Communist days.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah.
If there's any.
None. Unfortunately, none.
Kalau aku rasa sekejap, Amir kau ada.
Apa dia?
Kami mesti ada Amir.
Atuk kau ada cerita macam sama medika macam mana?
Oh.
Oh my god. Kita ni.
Kau jangan tanya aku. Kau jangan tanya aku. Atuk kau lain dengan atuk aku. Atuk nenek aku lain. Atuk nenek aku lain. Merdeka aku dah habis lah.
Sama lah.
Aku tak.
Merdeka aku dah berapa bulan, berapa hari bulan.
If you guys ask me kan. Kalau korang tanya aku lah. Aku tak pernah tanya tu. Just that aku punya atuk belah ayah kot. Pernah cerita pasal tentera Jepun lah. Something like that lah. Tak tahu lah. Tak ingat lah full story lah.
Like the typical apa experience macam pancong lah apalah, you know that.
So basically atuk aku tak cerita macam apa dia orang makan. Dia orang makan ubi kayu dengan gula. Selebihnya aku tak pernah tanya lah. Aku tak tahu apa aku tak tanya. Tak curious
ke? Oh, tak ada semangat patriotik. Semangat patriotik tu belum ada lagi lah.
Ah, time tu ni memang tak ada lah. Budak budak kan. Jadi, yeah. Tapi tu lah.
Ha. Ha, kalau kalau ada pun yang sempat kan. Rasa sampai bintang 13 je. Bintang 13 kan. Yang kau bini tu.
Bukan bintang 3.
Bintang 3. Ha.
Mana
kalau
lagi
sampai sepuluh. Zaman
mana budu. Mana lagi sepuluh. Kita 13. Zaman ni
ah. Ha, dia. Sebab sebab kalau nak yang sampai zaman Jepun tu itu memang generasi lama gila lah.
But we are still there, right? Macam kita punya grandparents time tu pun still
kemungkinan ada masa lah. Kita, tengok ah, tengok ah. Mostly.
Ya, tak sebab tak. Grandparents time yang zaman-zaman ni Japan punya occupation, mostly kita akan dengar cerita-cerita diorang time kita sekolah rendah.
Yeah.
So maybe disebabkan ya, maybe disebabkan tu lah. So macam time-time sekolah menengah, maybe kita tak sempat kan. It's either like our grandparents dah, you know, innalillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun, or it's just that they already forgot the stories.
Oh, they don't talk about it.
Oh, memang they, yeah. they would prefer not to talk about it. Yeah.
Quite traumatized.
I don't think, but I don't think they will. They, I mean, like, macam aku tak rasa yang diorang akan. I mean, unless kalau kita tanya, diorang akan cakap, diorang akan cerita. Sebab kita, the thing is kita tak pernah tanya pun. And we don't which begs the questions lah. Are we like as in like this generation have that sort of like semangat patriotism dalam diri lah? It's quite it does beg a questions lah.
So korang biasa sebelum merdeka korang macam kibar bendera ke?
Ah, dekat depan rumah aku ni dah kibar bendera.
Ha?
Dekat depan rumah aku dah pasang.
Wih, nice lah.
Oh, serius lah.
Tu lah.
So patriot.
Kereta Zia tak pasang.
Eh, dulu.
Azia hijau tu kacat lom.
Ha?
Azia kau dah tu kacat lom. Dari hijau, dari hijau dari ni merah putih biru kuning.
Pala otak dia.
Tak. Dia penuh dengan tai burung ada.
Oh my god.
Noise.
Malu. Dah sambung merdeka. Kereta boleh tembak. Kita tak bergerak kan.
Ada apa-apa lagi ya korang?
Tak, aku tak tahu.
Tak, aku rasa itu saja lah kot. Anyway. Yeah, sebab tak siapa. Tak siapa nak tambah cerita.
Kan, dia bukan nak tambah cerita tak? Korang tu pernah terfikir dekat yang kita kan tahu belajar benda merdeka-merdeka ni, kita nak tahu benda yang dah lalu ke sampai kat museum kan?
Ha?
Korang pernah pergi museum yang dia ceritakan pasal masa kita merdeka tu?
Of course lah.
Of course lah, museum negara kot.
The last time we
went to Museum Negara is like 2018 I guess dengan Hamzah aku. And it's still not the only lah, one of the best attraction to go in Malaysia is museum lah bagi aku. Sebab yo, like, I mean despite apa other things sana is technology of course, despite other things, aku rasa the only thing yang aku yang diorang betul-betul jaga and diorang betul-betul preserve is the Malaysian history, believe it or not. So
yeah,
kalau korang pergi, even though kau dah pergi banyak-banyak kali pun kat Museum Negara tu, it still fascinates me lah regardless. That's of good. How many times you went there. So it's just
that's
like
very
macam
good to hear, sure.
yeah it is macam diorang betul-betul jaga, macam nampak nice and
so itu that's something that we can proud of
something that we can be proud of
Alhamdulillah.
Lepas tu korang macam
kita aku bila aku dengar muzik negara tu aku teringat Praetorium. Aku tak tahu apa.
Selang kau budak-budak roket dia kerja kau.
It just like dia macam dia macam from 100 to 0 real quick, you know. No, I'm not joking. Sebab first kita pergi muzium negara dulu. Serius. Kita orang pergi muzium negara dulu and kita orang macam wah, this is nice. This is like, you know, it does like it shows you. It shows you dari zaman Paleolithic sampai sekarang. It means like it's very organized very good bagi aku lah.
Dia tak ada habuk kan.
Habuk tu ya, tak ada habuk lah. Memang tak ada habuk sebab dia orang betul-betul jaga tempat tu. Make sure benda tu tempat tu macam it's like nice to look at macam tu. And then we goes to planetarium negara.
Lepas tu kosong kan. Impression dah high.
I never been so disappointed.
Aku macam
towards an exhibition. And that is sucks, yeah.
mungkin dia nak menunjukkan impression of our country right now.
Boleh juga macam
rich in history jaga. Aku betul sampai ke dalam budaya kita pun kita jaga.
Aku boleh cakap. Tapi bila the progression towards science and technology dekat Malaysia ni semakin ke belakang ah.
Udah.
Bagi aku
back to the stone age.
No back to the stone age lah. Macam diorang kat situ tapi tak naik macam tu lah.
Yeah.
Dan kalau aku rasa kalau siapa-siapa yang pernah pergi planetarium negara time tadika, aku rasa sama but worse kalau kau datang time ni.
Yeah. Dulu time aku pergi first time tu umur aku berapa quite young ah.
Yeah, quite young. Kau tengok masuk depan planetarium negara kau nampak fountain dia. Dapat dia terjun dia mesti hijau pokok view. Lepas tu dekat pintu masuk dia tu ada macam elektrik.
Tapi tu lah kenapa kita cakap detail pasal planetarium tapi pasal Merdeka je.
Next time kita buat content lah. Content kita pergi every single exhibition center.
Lagi-lagi dekat Melaka.
Kita pergi Melaka. Weh, kat Melaka. Melaka is the best place for you to know about history, you know, gentles, yeah.
Tapi kalau kau pergi planetarium dia, no ah. The worst.
Okay. I mean macam kau just park je kat mana-mana and then kau just jalan je. You can just like experience and see lah. Macam
naik beca dia.
Naik beca dia tu standard lah bagi aku. I mean kau macam ada dekat tempat lain lah. Bagi aku lah pergi Melaka in which yang ada tempat-tempat bersejarah macam tu, macam bangunan Statehouse apa semua. Aku rasa kalau korang jalan dekat area-area tu kau akan have that sort of like fun experience and you get to see like how macam mana tempat tu time Portuguese punya occupation. Aku tak sure like 100% you will be experienced like that, but you know there's a monument that have, you know, Portuguese punya influence. So
Kota Famosa tu
semua. Kota Famosa and all that.
Kapal dia.
Yeah.
Siapa nama dia?
Alfonso
de Albuquerque.
Itu ayam.
Albuquerque.
Alfonso de Albuquerque.
Albuquerque eh. Itu tempat kat US Albuquerque. Albuquerque USA.
Abang kan kita bagi nama dia.
I mean nama dia adalah nama yang paling susah untuk kita tapi kalau mendengar pronounce.
Pronounce tau.
Betul lah eh.
Albur kukwe lah apa.
Lepas tu bila buat presentation kan, Alfonso dia berkukuk.
Semua gelak. Ha, kukuk je cikgu kan.
Aduh.
But it was a nice idea tu. Kita buat content kan, content YouTube. Kita pergi every single exhibition your place.
Boleh tu?
Apa? Boleh. Kita post simpan tumpang.
Eh, why not? Boleh. Nanti,
why not? Boleh je. Lepas tu kita boleh je pasal this, benda tu.
This is the
boleh only, je buat macam.
Yay.
This is the only way yang kita boleh janjikan dekat diorang.
What?
Kalau kita tak buat, itu menunjukkan kita pemalas.
Oh my god. Okay.
Ada macam tak apa dah. Kita tak adventure kan. Apa kata kita buat macam travel log kan. Kita pergi setiap negeri kat Malaysia.
Tak apa. Ami akan cover semua finance.
Nice.
Expenses. Ami akan cover expenses semua.
Come on Ami.
Tak pun kita tunggu je sakit balik Malaysia.
Ha?
Tak pun kita tunggu je sakit balik Malaysia.
Confirm
he is packed with dollars. Sing
Singapore dollar.
Sakit.
Really? I thought I'd be packed with rupiah.
Lord.
What? Why?
Rupiah. Baik guna Malaysia ringgit ke pakai rupiah?
Tahu apa?
Because rupiah I can come back to ringgit smaller mah.
Bodoh.
Lepas tu bila pergi dekat negeri lain, duduk dekat backpackers punya motel
ni. Sedih.
Kongsi punya
tau. We got the like an experience to be an adventurer lah. Cita. Backpackers.
Backpackers. Ui, fun to tell you backpackers.
Huh?
It's quite fun to be a backpackers.
Yeah.
Of course, don't stay in the shitty hotels though.
Of course, yeah.
That's the fun of it.
to save your money, man. Is it? But it was a part of experience, like being a backpacker. To be honest.
No, I mean don't stay in those hotel which you know a lot of hair in the toilet.
A lot of hair in the toilet, a lot of hantu in the bilik.
lot of sotong in the toilet.
Sotong. Eh?
Bu.
Sotong. Bu.
Lot of sotong in the toilet.
Amin. You have to accept
the reality of it. Cannot deny it.
Okay. Before
I put sotong in your mouth, then I mean.
yeah, enough with the sotongs lah, we.
Anyway, Fiki, berapa lagi masa kita ada?
Kita dah 30 minit lah.
Macam aku cakap lah awal-awal ni kan, ni kejap je sebab ni doesn't meant to be like intonasi macam hari tu. So sebelum kita end kan, korang ada tempat yang korang tak pernah pergi lagi eh? Macam negeri lah to be said lah. Yang korang
Banyak.
Like?
Weh, korang tak travel satu Malaysia lagi eh? Aku dah complete dah.
Not yet.
Tak ada.
Weh. Aku tak pernah.
Oh, Sabah Sarawak aku dah pergi ke?
Sabah Sarawak memang
tak. Aku tanya Amir. Sabah Sarawak aku dah pergi.
Sabah Sarawak dah. Aku dah complete lah. Walaupun Sarawak tu bukan kat Kuching tapi dekat Sibu.
Sibu Sarawak lah gila.
Yelah. Tak lah. Maksudnya aku tak pernah jejak dekat Kuching lah. Dekat dunia ibu kota dia. Oh. Tapi every negeri tu aku dah jejak lah.
Nice lah Amir.
Tu lah. Aku tak pernah pergi.
Well, aku pergi Sarawak tu pun bukannya just jalan-jalan. Aku buat kerja. Aku buat volunteering work.
Lah.
At least still can be considered lah.
Boleh lah. Still can be considered lah. Lepas tu aku dapat duduk satu kampung ni. Buat volunteering work kan. Bapak.
Duduk rumah panjang?
No. Duduk rumah atas air.
Oh, kat situ. Okay.
Lepas tu nak pergi dekat situ, dekat Sibu tu, perkampungan, salah satu perkampungan dekat Sibu tu, kau kena macam, dia kan walaupun dia macam ni, tapi dia macam dia terpisah. Terpisah divided by a large river lah. So untuk travel from that one pulau tu, dia macam tu pulau ke? Boleh kata pulau.
Mana ada pulau?
Sebab no, Sarawak belah kanan dia tu, walaupun kau nampak dia gabung, dia sebenarnya tak bergabung tau. So dia terpisah dengan sungai yang besar.
Tapi kalau pulau, benda tu dia punya jarak dia besar kan.
Boleh lah. Boleh lah. Kau macam tu kata Little Island, something like that. Tapi nak travel from that place, from one place to that to another place tu, kau kena pakai ferry. Pakai ferry lah untuk ni. Sebab dia punya sungai dia besar. And then dia ada buaya kat situ. Like literally buaya.
Jumpa bujang senang kat situ.
Lepas tu kau tahu tak, kau, bila dah sampai kampung dia, kau tahu budak-budak kecil tu lompat dekat sungai tu macam tak ada benda.
Come on lah.
Power, mate.
Aku mesti dia cakap macam ni, aku dengan buaya tu macam abang dan adik kot.
Lepas tu pada waktu sama kan, sungai yang kau terjun tu kan adalah apa, tempat yang orang berak dan.
Alah, standard lah budak kampung. Aku kat kampung aku banyak lah. Orang mandi sungai yuk terapung.
At least kan, tak macam India.
Tak dia tak macam India. Dia bersih sikit lah. Dia back to nature lah. Tapi tu lah, dia tempat dekat kampung tu lah. Dia macam kampung yang tak ada kuno sangat. Dia kampung, lepas tu dia ada CC tau. Kau tahu yang satu Malaysia punya CC kan? Pernah masuk?
Tak pernah.
Dia like literally macam CC, tapi dia macam CC yang ada dalam berapa biji komputer. 9-12 biji komputer. Lepas tu dia ada satu bilik ruang tu, satu bilik ruang untuk CCTV.
Aku tak layan orang Malaysia punya CC. Aku layan Mineski Orange.
Blue Sphere kan. Yang high end dia.
Wow. What the heck.
Tapi quite nice lah. Di situ kita orang macam ajar budak-budak ngaji, lepas tu macam repair balik surau dia, something like that.
Dia macam perkampungan Islam lah.
Dia memang perkampungan Islam, buat kerja kebajikan tu semua lah.
Time kau dekat ni Sarawak lah. Time kau dekat Sarawak tu kan, tak pun Sabah lah. Do you witness like unity? Macam
sebab since Sabah and Sarawak kan, kalau in terms of unity kan, I mean like tempat tu macam well known in terms of unity point towards sort of race. And macam
I can tell lah, aku boleh cakap yang macam ni lah. Ni bukan based on aku lah, tapi based on my parents lah. Sebab kan ada satu term tu, bapa aku kerja dekat Sabah 2 tahun dekat sana. So mak aku my mum stay with my dad lah dekat sana for 2 years. And then boleh nampak unity dia, not gonna lie lah. True to facts lah. Dia punya unity memang strong lah. Dia tak macam dekat mainland Malaysia.
Yeah, even orang Melayu pun boleh, orang Islam pun boleh makan dekat kedai Cina lah. It was until at some point.
It's quite open actually.
Yeah, dia sampai at that level lah. Dia macam kau tak kisah tau.
Even kalau kawan kau Christian pun nak buat apa majlis perkahwinan pun, kau pun datang jemput dekat
church. Datang macam biasa,
tak ada benda. I mean aku rasa benda tu tak ada benda pun. It's just that macam kalau kat Semenanjung ni some sort of taboo lah bagi aku. Aku tak tahu kenapa.
Tickle punya, cat tickle your vibe lah kan. Dia macam tak ada macam
aku,
ni. Aku rasa, kalau macam
aku rasa kalau semua orang buat benda sama macam mana orang-orang Borneo
Sabah Sarawak kan.
Orang-orang Borneo buat. Aku rasa tak ada masalah pun. Semua akan ikut juga. So no later. Tapi dia tinggi macam kat Semenanjung ni, it's like, aduh, that's macam
divided.
Divided tu macam
kau nak tahu tak sebenarnya? Sebenarnya orang Sabah dengan orang Sarawak ni kan, dia kalau dengan orang Semenanjung kan, dia tak berapa suka sangat dengan kita.
Yang tu aku tahu. Sebab
kita sendiri yang punca berpecah belah ni tau. Sebab kita bawa attitude kita.
Maybe disebabkan sejarah kita macam like in British occupation. Sebab dekat Borneo, dia punya bukan aku cakap British influence tu tak kuat, tapi macam dia orang macam kalau kat Semenanjung, kita memang disetkan oleh orang British untuk each race pergi dekat certain sector, and secara tak langsung dia memisahkan puak tu, faham tak?
Tahu kan. Lepas tu dari situ dia buat sekolah untuk memisahkan kita kan. That level of
which school is, which is not happen in Sabah and Sarawak. And I mean, like, in which Sarawak has been occupied by, you know, Raja Sarawak, James Brooke, and the Brooke family. So, yeah, maybe it's because of that, because of the occupations. Ah.
So, lepas tu dekat Malaysia, dekat Semenanjung Malaysia kan, ada macam resident kan. Apa, macam berapa banyak negeri situ, itu setiap negeri tu, setiap resident dia kawal satu kan. So, macam lain lah.
Tu lah. Aku harap tu, macam, apa, kita asyik cakap perpaduan-perpaduan, tapi kita sendiri tak buat. Kau kau nampak lah. Tak lah. Itu je. Aku tak nak going too deeper. Mungkin kita dah kesutukan masa.
Kesungkukan masa.
Kesungkukan
masa.
Kesutukan masa.
Kita
mungkin kesutukan masa. Sekarang ni aku tak nak cakap banyak. Dan aku tak nak going too deeper sebab nanti depressed. Cukuplah setakat ni berita-berita yang kita dengar dekat online yang quite tak nak dengar. Aku sendiri pun dah lama tak buka social media sebabkan benda-benda ni semua. And baru-baru ni ada something happen yang kita tak nak dengar. And it happen actually. So apa, harapan aku lah kan. Tahun ni biarlah macam as a, macam let this year be as a turning point lah untuk be better lah.
I mean,
for the future.
I mean.
So ada something last
before we end it with this segment, we as broadcasters nak ucapkan selamat menyambut Hari Kemerdekaan Malaysia yang ke-64 kepada semua rakyat Malaysia. Di Semenanjung maupun di Sabah dan Sarawak. So yeah.
Yeah. Sebab kita kita kena embrace nenek moyang kita untuk memperjuangkan kemerdekaan kita.
For all they had done for our future kan.
Tu lah. Tapi
so kita semua ni keluarga. Keluarga Malaysia.
Tapi tapi kan, kita macam ni lah. Kita jangan how to say lah. Kita jangan macam
leka lah.
Kita jangan jadi kita merdeka atas kertas eh. Kita tak merdeka dengan minda kita. Faham tak? Hello?
Faham.
Ya, cuba rasa sikit dulu.
Apa, kot tak lah. Tapi tu lah kan. Ada something ke yang kita nak announce? Macam apa-apa ke? Fikir.
We will be back on September.
Yes.
Tu je lah.
September?
September lah.
Lusa lah. Tak tahu lah. Tapi
in the mid of September.
Like macam Fiki katakan, we will be back on the mid of the September with episode yang Fiki nak buat. Tapi kita tak nak cakap. We actually dalam hit dalam tempoh hiatus ni kita adalah like something like plans lah.
It's going to be not big lah, but we had a guest. Yeah, it's quite a special guest. So yeah, and we are going to talk about something that is informative and maybe some of you interested in it and maybe some of you didn't. But I hope you guys, regardless like whether you are interested or not, I hope that you guys can listen to it as a sign of support. So yeah.
Yes, itulah yang kita boleh cakap. Itu cuma hint saja. Kita tak reveal apa-apa.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
this will really be a special guest.
What?
This is really a special guest.
Yes.
It will be a special episode.
Yes. So another like something announcement lah. Ini something rawak sikit lah. Apa? Random lah. Aku ada start. We actually start something right about the project right. So we do something like project and we will announce it around the end of the year, which is actually early of the year 2022, I guess. About that. It's about we are actually plan something big.
Not big lah. It's just quite generous, a generous project lah. I'm not saying it is big lah. I mean like we are in a progress lah. At least we're in a progress.
Tapi itulah yang kita boleh review lah. Sebab we do something that for me quite big lah. But for Fiki mungkin tak. But yeah, itulah. Itulah aku boleh cerita.
Okay, I'll see you guys in the next episode of Intonasi for sure.
Yeah,
we'll meet you guys in the mid of September, inshallah.
All right,
bye. See you guys.
Bye. See you guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye, Rika. Bye.